It's the History Pod Podcast, Episode 2. And welcome to the History Pod Podcast. I'm your host, Alan Joyce, and on this episode of the History Pod, we're going to cover a topic that has certainly interested me for a great while and will hopefully be of some interest to you as well, and that is supersonic transport, or the carrying of commercial passengers at speeds greater than the speed of sound. Now, this technology has been around for quite a while and gone through a great deal of evolution over the years. And on this episode of the History Pod, we're going to delve into possibly some of the lesser known aspects of the progression of this technology and see what we can uncover. So without any delay, let's begin this episode of the History Pod Podcast. The process of supersonic transport has frequently been one of aviation's most difficult challenges. It involves flying a commercial airliner or other civilian transport vehicle faster than 344 meters per second, which is about 770 miles per hour or 1,238 kilometers per hour, commonly known as the speed at which sound travels. Only two supersonic transport-capable aircraft, or SSTs, have so far been produced in significant quantity, and only one of them, that is the Concorde, was used regularly for international flight. In the 1950s, supersonic transport first emerged as a possibility for commercial airlines, with its main advantage being the potential for one supersonic aircraft to do the work of three subsonic ones, due to its ability to travel three times as quickly. Throughout the mid-1950s, supersonic technology began to be used in military fighters, which raised the possibility that a civilian SST might not be too difficult of a next step. Several designs and models emerged as possibilities in the late 1950s, including French manufacturer Sud Aviation's Super Caravelle and British manufacturer Bristol Aeroplane Company's Bristol 223. The Super Caravelle and the Bristol 223 faced significant challenges during development, most notably with fuselage and wing design, which had to perform efficiently at both subsonic and supersonic speeds, a task that still proves challenging to aviation engineers. These design challenges led to such high costs for Sud Aviation and Bristol Aeroplane that the two companies resolved to pool their resources in a joint project to produce the Concorde. The announcement of the Concorde project prompted the U.S. Congress to fund two existing designs that were already under development at that point, the Lockheed L-2000 and the Boeing 2707. The Boeing 2707 was selected for further funding and development, making it the front-runner in the U.S. push for a Concorde competitor. By the late 1960s, however, America's initial infatuation with supersonic transport technology had begun to fade, and concerns were raised over the environmental impact of SSTs, most notably their sonic booms and increased potential for damaging the ozone layer. Public resistance to SSTs grew as a result of these concerns, and in 1971, Congress withdrew its funding for SST development and went so far as to ban commercial supersonic flight over land in the United States. By 1976, the Concorde was ready to enter service in Europe, with planned flights from London to New York City. But the New York public was so concerned with the environmental issues surrounding the aircraft that it was banned from New York and forced to operate on a London to Washington, D.C. route instead. The immediate popularity of this Washington-based route, coupled with the discovery that the environmental concerns had been significantly overinflated, led New York to lift the ban, which allowed the Concorde to begin flying the route it was originally intended for. Throughout the 70s and early 80s, the Concorde continued its transatlantic service as U.S. aircraft manufacturers pursued SST designs of their own. However, as larger and more efficient subsonic commercial aircraft were introduced, including the massive Boeing 747, plans for a U.S. competitor to the Concorde gradually faded away. Other than the Russian Tupolev Tu-144, which entered brief commercial service between 1975 and 1978, the Concorde is the only supersonic transport aircraft to be steadily used by a commercial airline. The Concorde continued to be used by British Airways and Air France until formally retired on November 26, 2003. While several Concorde aircraft remain in near operational condition, with the most functional being maintained by a group of volunteers in Paris, it is unlikely that any of them would enter commercial service again. Although no SSTs are in commercial service at present, there are several ongoing development projects that could produce a working SST within the next decade. These include a Japanese design that would hold 300 passengers and travel as fast as Mach 2, and a British hydrogen fuel design that would carry 300 passengers at speeds of Mach 5 or greater. While SSTs have been met with both significant successes and failures throughout their development, there remains a good deal of hope that within the next decade, airline passengers will be able to make a flight from Brussels to Sydney in under 5 hours using supersonic technology. You can visit the History Pod podcast on the web at historypod.everythingdigital.org. And if you want to post comments or feedback, you can do so on that website as well. Also, if you would like to email me, my email address is alan@everythingdigital.org. And if you would like to subscribe to the History Pod podcast feed, there is a link at historypod.everythingdigital.org, both as a straight RSS feed to put in any podcatcher of your choice, or a separate link to subscribe directly in iTunes if you have that installed. Thanks for listening, and stay subscribed.